You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning on this Tuesday, August 19th. Catherine Lanfer is with me today, sitting in for John Hockenberry. Hey, Catherine.
Hey, good morning, Adora.
And as you know, Catherine, we've been following developing stories coming out of Afghanistan today, where officials are saying there's been a second attack on an American military base near the Pakistan border. They say insurgents tried to storm the base, and that included six suicide bombers who blew themselves up when they were surrounded. The attack killed two civilians and 13 militants. Now, that's happening while just outside of Kabul, French troops are involved in intense battles with Taliban militants for the second day. Officials there reporting 13 militants have been killed, and there are fears of French casualties. And all of this is happening while Afghanistan marked its independence this week. Officials estimate at this rate of violence, 2008 could turn out to be the deadliest year there since the U.S.-led invasion. And that has triggered talk about sending more U.S. troops there, perhaps reassigning some from Iraq. For some perspective, we turn now to John Dempsey, a law advisor in Kabul for the congressionally funded U.S. Peace Institute. He's lived there nearly 6 years. Welcome to The Takeaway, John. And you say things are worse today than when you got there. What do you mean?
Certainly. Thanks for having me on. Things are much worse today than when I arrived here back in January 2003. At that time, the Taliban had just recently been kicked out of power, and there was a sense of optimism and hope among Afghans that reconstruction and development in the country was going to proceed and that people's lives were going to improve relatively soon. And close to 6 years on now, that clearly hasn't happened, and things have deteriorated significantly, and there's a growing sense of pessimism among ordinary Afghans as to exactly what the international effort here has achieved.
Let's talk about the violence. We hear increasingly more and more reports like those of this morning. Is this something that you, being in Kabul, are fundamentally aware of?
Yeah, this is, certainly this year alone has been by far the worst since I've been here, but it's gotten progressively worse each year. There have been a number of attacks against Western troops. The number of Western troops killed here this year is at its highest rate since the war began. Aid workers have been increasingly under attack. Just last week, there were three International Rescue Committee workers killed fairly close to Kabul. And so reports are that, you know, the Taliban is creeping closer and closer to the capital. And in fact, there have been a number of suicide attacks inside Kabul, this year. The largest one being at the Indian Embassy in early July when over 40 people were killed.
So in your mind, based on your experience there, it's all evidence of a resurgent Taliban. What do you attribute this reemergence and this seeming strength and boldness in the kinds of attacks against NATO-led troops?
Well, I mean, I think it's a few things. One, the Taliban themselves have had time to regroup since they were kicked out of Afghanistan in 2001. And they went across the border into Pakistan, where they have safe haven and sanctuary, and were able to regroup and re-strategize. They've also learned from tactics that were used in Iraq, and they're receiving funding from certain countries in the Middle East to continue their attacks. But also, as I mentioned before, I mean, the sense of optimism has essentially dissipated, and people have no confidence whatsoever in the ability of the Karzai government to provide even basic government services. And so I think people are starting to look towards the Taliban days, when there was stability and security in the country, is actually not so bad. And the Taliban themselves are starting to feel that they have more support, and as such, they're becoming more bold in their tactics.
John, this is Catherine Lanfer. Given the picture that you've described of increasing violence, why are you still there?
Well, I don't think that it's a failed state yet. I do think there are opportunities and that we do have an obligation to try to do what we can to help the Karzai government or to help the Afghan central government begin to build some credibility and legitimacy in the country. I think stabilizing and securing Afghanistan is important for America's interests. It's important for regional interests and, in fact, you know, for world interests. This is obviously a part of the world that's in the headlines on a daily basis. And when I talk about this part of the world, I'm referring to the neighbors as well, particularly Pakistan, where just yesterday Musharraf resigned, and clearly that country's been experiencing substantial turmoil itself over the last few months. So I do think it's important to try to help the government here build some legitimacy and be able to reach out and have an ability to be viewed as a legitimate authority that has the right to use force in the country and to extend its remit into the provinces.
Finally, quickly, John, when you talk about this lack of faith that Afghans have in the government, what do you attribute that to?
Well, I mean, that partly, I think, there traditionally in Afghanistan, people have not looked to the central government as the sole authority to provide governance. I mean, people generally have lived their lives and been governed on a communal basis through traditions and customs here. And so when the Western effort to help the Karzai government reestablish itself started, people looked at this as foreign concepts being imposed in the country, and there was a lot of distrust as to what was actually happening and what these efforts were actually going to achieve. Now, if they were able to tackle some of the things that have prevented the central government from gaining its legitimacy, like corruption, I think that they'd be able to have be viewed in a bit more positive light.
John Dempsey, many thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
John Dempsey is joining us from Kabul. He is a rule of law advisor from the U.S. Peace Institute. Now we go to Femi Okeh for some headlines.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.